The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up on 8:17, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And time for a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, let's go to primetime football last night on Sunday Night Football for the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, hosting one of the top five teams in the league, the Detroit Lions. Good matchup. We'll see what happens here. Detroit coming in with four straight wins and leading the league, averaging 35 points a game. How did the Chiefs' defense do? Could they stop the Lions? And the Chiefs' offense, could they get things going and keep the points on the scoreboard? Well, the answer there is yes. Mitch Holthus had the call last night. It was right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Third down and goal to go at the three-yard line. Pacheco motioning left. Mahomes in the pocket. Darts it near side. Caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! Hollywood Brown is having a night. And the Chiefs answer a touchdown with a touchdown to go up 26-17. 9:30 to go in the game.
Well, that's pretty good stuff right there. Hollywood Brown, two touchdown receptions. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes and ran for another as the Chiefs kept the Lions at arm's length.
And I'll say this, and I hope people do not misunderstand it, because last week to go to 2-3 felt like a 2-4 losing the game that way.
Yeah.
This is 3-3 that feels like 4-2.
Yes.
Because of who's joining the party tomorrow morning. But the Chiefs now, is there an altercation? A Lion went after a Chiefs player. He went after Juju Smith-Schuster. A Lions player, Brian Branch, took a shot. Juju Smith-Schuster took a shot to his head from Brian Branch. And now the two teams are locked up, who took a punch at the head of Juju Smith-Schuster. The Chiefs have won the game 30-17, but they're trying to get order restored here on the field. And the NFL will be all over this one. The final score, Kansas City 30 and the Detroit Lions 17.
I hate to see ugliness like that with Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark in the
That's
house.
Right.
To watch it. How about the Chiefs? Zero turnovers, zero penalties.
Wow. That's amazing.
A week after that was a huge problem in that loss on the road at Jacksonville. Yeah. All right, the Chiefs get the win. Chiefs have won three of their last four after an 0-2 start. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Listen, this is a great place to play. Dan's done a nice job with that team, and they're really good.
Yeah.
So it was a good one to get, and our guys were focused in on it. They knew they did some good things last week, but we didn't, put the hammer down when needed, and they sure did tonight.
And here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I think first off, it starts up front. I think our offensive line is doing a great job protecting and giving me time to evaluate stuff down the field. And I think Veach and Coach Reid have brought in a lot of receivers, a lot of weapons, tight ends, running backs that can make plays happen down the field. And so when the offensive line blocks like that, I've always said it makes my job a lot easier. And we've been able to distribute the ball. And Coach Reid and Coach Nagy are calling great plays at the right time.
Yep, really good stuff. Nice win for the Chiefs last night, 30-17 over the Lions. The 46th annual Prairie Fire Marathon was held yesterday morning and afternoon on the streets of Wichita. 500 runners in the marathon, the big marathon, 3,000 plus in total. Also taking part in the half marathon and the 5K. And 45,000 folks showing up to cheer everybody on. That's a qualifier for the Boston Marathon as well. So lots of runners enjoyed the Prairie Fire Marathon on the streets of Wichita yesterday. College volleyball at Coke Arena yesterday afternoon. Wichita State in four sets, a win over UAB. Back-to-back wins for the Shockers, who are one game out of first place in the conference. Sydney Dunning pounding the ball for the Shockers. 19 kills and 9 digs on the day. Happy birthday today to pretty good City League athlete Cameron Wimbley, former football linebacker, defensive end for Wichita Northwest High School. He is 42 today. Went to college at Florida State. He was the number 13 overall draft pick by the Cleveland Browns. Also played for the Raiders and the Titans in 9 years in the NFL. 53 career sacks in the NFL. Cameron Wimbley had some of the largest hands I've ever seen. Guy had massive hands. Cameron Wembley, good football player. He's 42 today. And a happy birthday to former Shocker quarterback legend Hank Schiestel is 84 years old today. In his senior year with the Shockers in 1963, Hank Schiestel finished second in the nation with 19 total touchdowns. Now, the guy that won the Heisman Trophy that year, Roger Staubach at Navy, only had 16.
Wow.
Hank Schiestel had 19.
Doggone it.
Hank Schiestel for Heisman. Man. He was also number two in the nation that year in pass efficiency. He was drafted in the sixth round in the NFL by the New York Giants. He was born in Tulsa and played high school at Field Kinley in Coffeyville, Kansas. Ah, the great Shocker quarterback, Hank Schiestel. It's his birthday. He is 84 today.
Quite a weekend. I know I was very busy. Were you terribly busy?
Extremely busy.
I know you do. You were doing some PA announcing, right?
Every day.
Every day.
At Coke Arena every day this weekend.
Just no rest. Oh. Okay. Been well, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got two Shocker volleyball victories. Got to see Shocker men's basketball team in a
little scrimmage.
Yeah. So got to preview those guys for about 3 hours on Saturday. So it's all good.
Coming up here in about an hour from now, we'll check in with the mayor. It's Mondays with the mayor. And Mayor Lily Wu will be with us, as she is every Monday morning about this time or that time.
Then I capped it all off with the big Lebanese dinner last night.
Did you dine in or carry out?
Carry out.
I did, too. I got them yesterday afternoon, Shelly and I, and we put them in the refrigerator because we're going someplace else.
Oh.
So we're going to heat them up for supper tonight.
You still have that to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I always had those in my car. I could smell that. Oh, it smells good.
Well, let me tell you, when I got done with mine, there was that styrofoam tray was clear. There was nothing left.
Well, again, it's so fun because the organized machine, all those kids up there ready to take your meal to you.
Yep.
They have a great time. Very well organized. Yeah, so that's what we did too, partially. I also, let's see, was it Friday? Yeah, Friday after I got off here, we had a meeting with our advisor, our retirement advisor, Mary Halsig. And afterwards, I said, Shelly, what would you think about going over to Ty's Diner for a cheeseburger? And she said, I'm there. So there we went.
Oh, I'll man, tell you what, that is the best.
We got that big order of fries, and we ate every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And it came.
That's a lot of fries.
We came right out of the cooker, and they were so hot, I had to boil.
Yeah, when those are hot, they're just amazing.
Holy mackerel.
Yep. Well, that's pretty quality stuff right there.
That's right. Anyway.
Good for you.
Had a good weekend. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Dow better come back. Going down 800 points the other day. My goodness.
Think 879 points it went down. We also saw a big sell-off across the board and just about everything on Friday. The Bitcoin took the big hit on Friday.
I don't care about them. I have no feeling about that because they lost absolutely nothing because it's based on nothing and it's nothing there. So who cares, right? Do I care?
That's some opinions out there, yes.
I'm just a typical selfish American. If it doesn't affect me, I don't care. Right?
If it affects the Dow, though, which affects you.
Did it affect the Dow?
Well, actually, I think the Bitcoin kind of followed the Dow.
Oh, I thought they were separate deals. Okay.
They are separate.
Oh, all right. Good. I wanted to ask you about pumpkins because my wife and I got into it a little bit over at the Dillon's parking lot the other day because she wanted to buy a pumpkin. Okay.
Just, you act like this is a it's October. Of course you buy a pumpkin.
For decorative purposes, which I didn't see. But I just put her off because there's only like three of them left. The day before they had 75,000 pumpkins. There are three of them left. I got to get a pumpkin. I said, well, I'll bet they're going to bring some more in. So I postponed it. We'll see what happens. I just
what are you waiting for?
I don't want a pumpkin. Do you?
Yes.
Do you have a pumpkin?
Yes. It's October.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Okay. All right. What?
You gotta wait till December 8th? Well, I'll get that pumpkin now.
What? How much did they cost?
Not much.
Oh.
A few bucks.
Well, I'll pay for it with Bitcoin. How's that? It'll be a
well, Steve, just make you feel better. Yeah. I don't have a pumpkin either.
Oh, man. Now, I've been called a pumpkin by people before. Hey, pumpkin, come here.
Man, where do you hang out?
Huh? Well, you know, got my own little world.
Who's calling you? Hey, come here, pumpkin. Where are you hanging out?
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.